gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, third and final hour of today's show here on this Hump Day Wednesday. Kind of a little laid back, communicating with you guys here on March 6, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A lot of text messages back and forth. Greatly appreciate that. The outgoing Senate Minority Leader, the old 187-year-old Mitch McConnell, senator from Kentucky, puts out a quote this morning after Nikki Haley's dropping out. It is abundantly clear that the former president, Donald Trump, has earned the requisite support of Republican voters to be our nominee for president of the United States. You think, Mitch? He then goes on to say that this is a loud and clear message and should come as no surprise that he will be our nominee and therefore will have my support. Oh, trying to make nice with Trump, are you, Mitch? Soon to be irrelevant, will be replaced as the Senate Majority Leader when they take back, the Republicans take back the majority later this year in November. Current U.S. Senator from Arizona, Sinema, she's not running for re-election as an independent. Carrie Lake will be the next senator from Arizona. I have no doubt she will win that race over the Democrat. And now let's talk a little bit about the Electoral College. 270 needed to win right now, projected based on Republican vote support in Republican states. Donald Trump's at 251, Biden's at 241. Trump's up on him by 10. Toss up. In the middle, 46. Those 46 Electoral College votes coming from six states. And I can tell you right now, that's where Donald Trump is going to be campaigning. Donald Trump has even come out and said that he is going to campaign hard in California and New York. And he said, especially New York City. Yeah, he is going there. And then lastly, the thing you have to look at is money. The money that the DNC and Biden campaigns have as compared to Donald Trump and the RNC. Well, here are the facts as of the end of January. And these numbers are not true because I know, because Donald Trump has got a ton more donations since the Supreme Court's decision that he will be on all the ballots. Biden and the DNC, roughly $80 million. Trump and the RNC, $40 million. Half. But guess who Donald Trump just met with? Elon Musk and other big, big wealthy donors. Trump met with him and other big GOP donors yesterday. Did not have to campaign anywhere heading into Super Tuesday. He met with Elon Musk and others. The money is coming. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. California taking a long time to count their ballots from Super Tuesday's election last night. But it looks like former baseball player, Michigan State Spartan, Steve Garvey, played for the Dodgers and also the San Diego Padres, is running as a Republican and is tied basically with Adam Schiff, the Democrat out in California, for the U.S. Senate seat. Kind of a crazy way they do it out there. They have these people in a situation where they have to get the top two vote getters out of a race of four. I believe there was three Democrats, Adam Schiff and two others, and the Republican, Steve Garvey. Really good looking guy. You know the guy I'm talking about. Played first base, I believe, for the Dodgers. 75 years old. Talks and looks like he might be, I'm going to say, 60. Doesn't look 75 in any way, shape, or form. He could end up being the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate from the state of California. This seat is up for grabs because of Dianne Feinstein. No longer with us. Guess what? Donald Trump is campaigning in California. And I can guarantee Steve Garvey, the baseball player, will be on stage with him at every event. Now, we're going to have a glimpse of this. We're going to see this Saturday, folks, in Georgia. Here's what's going down. This is going to be so good. I can't wait. This Saturday, in the state of Georgia, Donald Trump is going to be having rallies in Georgia because their election, of course, is on Tuesday. So is Joe Biden. In the state of Georgia. Now, I'm sure without a doubt, without even looking at the campaign event calendar, I can almost guarantee Biden will be going to Atlanta. Absolutely guarantee it. Donald Trump, don't know exactly where his rally and or rallies are going to be there the same day. Well, guess what? Let's see what the turnout is for Donald Trump's rallies compared to Biden's rallies. Let's see what the numbers come out in the head-to-head race of Trump against Biden in the state of Georgia, which, as you know, supposedly went for Biden in 2020. Yeah, right. Let's see how this turns out on Tuesday. Because when we see the results on Saturday's rallies and then the election results on Tuesday, I think it's going to be an absolute forecast of what's going to happen in November. Let's see how many votes Biden gets versus Trump. And I can tell you, he goes to California with Steve Garvey. The turnout's going to be huge. And even with what they've done with illegals trying to get into this country, and they're going to do same-day voter registration with them and then give them a ballot, I don't think it's even going to be close when you factor in every single demographic. Young people are not voting for Biden. Again, the blacks, Latinas, Asians, all voting for Trump at a higher percentage than they did in 2020. It's going to be interesting. Going to be very, 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 very interesting. How is that going to impact state elections? Garvey's one of them. Could you imagine if they flip that and put a Republican conservative in the U.S. Senate versus the Democrat that's had a lock on that seat forever? It's kind of similar to what we got going on here in Michigan. So that's a seat they pick up possibly in California. One they are going to pick up for sure is going to be Kerry Lake. senator from Arizona. We're going to be talking with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell on Friday. She had her picture taken and spoke at length with Kerry at CPAC there in Virginia. And, oh, by the way, I've got a little tidbit to tee up that interview for Friday. I got this last night, and I sent it to some media folks. And this was very, very interesting. I don't know if you guys heard about this or not. You know how we went to Houghton Lake? Most of us from the first district showed up in Houghton Lake on Saturday. Well, of course, you know that Grand Rapids, Pete Hoekstra, held their caucus convention in Grand Rapids. Here's the title of a thank you note that went to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. And she's going to be talking about this on Friday's show. Thank you for saving Jeff Hargis's life. Together, we would like to honor the people who sprung into action and that helped the delegate who had a medical emergency during the state caucus convention in Grand Rapids on Saturday. They helped save the life of Jeff Vargas, a 5th District caucus member of Calhoun County, who suffered a major heart attack while participating in our caucus. The heroic people who attended to Mr. Hargis and their medical intervention assured that Hargis was able to recover from the heart attack. This is a shining example of decency prevailing over politics. In a situation like this, it does not matter what political faction we may support or which particular candidates we are backing. All that matters is our shared humanity and the fact that we are all God's children. Thank you for all of their courageous actions in inspiring us and reminding us what is really important. Together we are conservative strong. God bless us all. Signed, David Stone, America First Hillsdale Republicans. Todd Gilman, Lenawee County Conservatives. Matt Petrie, Monroe County Republican Party. Russ Jennings, Jackson County Republican Party. Mark Howie, Cass County Republicans. Randy Hollister, Branch County Republican Party. Victory Woodall, Berrien County Republican Party. Alan Alberin, St. Joseph County Republican Party. Senator Jonathan Lindsay, State Representative Steve Carr, State Representative Jim DeSana, Michigan Republican 5th Congressional District Chair J.D. Glasser, and former Michigan Republican 5th Congressional District Chairman John Smith. Sent that to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Why? Because when they yelled out, "Is there a doctor in the house?" Sherry O'Donnell and another gentleman come running to this man. She explained it to me last night. I did not know this happened in Grand Rapids on Saturday. She explained to me that he was dead. There was no pulse, and he was not breathing. And she said, "Randy, he was already starting to turn blue." They resuscitated him. They got his heart beat back, and he started breathing on his own. And by the time 911 had been called and the paramedics showed up, he was already able to speak. They resuscitated him. They brought him back from death. Loaded him up on a gurney. And as they were loading him into the ambulance, Sherry said he was answering their questions coherently. No brain damage. Expected to make a full recovery as they transported him to the hospital. Sherry's going to talk about it on Friday. And I've heard her say it on the campaign stage as she's been talking. You know, whenever there's a medical emergency or whenever there's an issue, they always call out, is there a doctor in the house? Well, they responded, and they saved the guy's life. Greg O'Neill, Randy, I was walking in when the EMS arrived. Greg saw it with his own eyes. Denise will talk after our show. That's not going to happen. And I'll explain to you why. The other man who helped save the life was Dr. Rob Steele. He's also a heart doctor. Okay, I didn't know. I knew Sherry said somebody else. She didn't say Rob Steele. She said another name. I'm not sure. As far as the resuscitation goes, I don't know if it was Rob Steele. I don't know if he was in their caucus room or not. So we'll see. We'll get all the details on Friday's show from Dr. Sherry. Now, one thing you have to understand that the media didn't cover this story. Sherry said, I believe there was one news reporter that talked about it. They wrote a story on it, but didn't hear it on any other news show anywhere. And this is an actual event that really happened. A medical emergency at the Republican event in Grand Rapids. Why wouldn't the media cover that? I mean, forget who it was that jumped into action to help the guy. But maybe they don't want her to get the publicity of saving the guy's life. I don't know. Just found it to be totally interesting. So again, she'll be on Friday with us to talk about it. Now, one other thing that we have to do, is just simply get the information out to the people. Since I announced the cards, people were going to the website acconservatives.org. We had six people purchase packages in the last half hour. We got to get this information out. Talk to people. If you get 100 of these cards and you simply pass them out and you ask people to talk to 11 people each times 100 cards, you could be impacting 1,100 votes in your community. In your community. Your county, your neighborhood, the people you work with, the people you go to church with. This is going to be engagement, folks. Education, engaged, informing people. That's what the plan is for 2024. So this is definitely something that we, the people, are going to do. And we need you to be a part of it. If you have any questions, call me or text me after the show, 12 noon, any day. Final half of today's show, we'll be right back.